تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, the verse of the Quran which I recited in the introductory khutbah, as well as the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would have heard this many, many times. And both that verse in the Quran and coupled with it many, many other verses and many, many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam indicate towards what is a cornerstone, a fundamental part, integral part and aspect of our Shariat and our Deen of Islam. And that is to imbibe and inculcate within ourselves profound love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many, many verses in the Quran. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala says that Iman inspires this. The proof of Iman. The proof of Iman is أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Is when a person's love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes intense. Al-Imanu fi qalbi al-rajul an yuhibba Allah azza wa jal. Iman in the heart of a person is that automatically he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah wa a'ta lillah wa mana'a lillah faqad istakmala al-Iman. Like that, many, many verses, many, many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is one ajeeb, very, very interesting riwayat. And from this, there is a very, very important sabak and lesson which you and I have to learn. Because today you walk up to any Muslim. He may be what we call sharabi, kababi. His life may be completely devoid of Shariat and Deen. But you ask him this question, do you love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And what will his response be? Main jaan dene ke liye bhi tayar hu. I'm ready to give my life. I love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any person with even a vestige or an iota of Iman will openly declare this. But the important question, my respected brothers, are we sincere in that claim? Are we the true ushaq, lovers of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or put it more clearly, the type of love that we have for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it what is matloob? Is it what is desired? And will it be acceptable to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? To explain this, or elaborate or elucidate this for us, as I inferred, there was one riwayat, the Sahaba, Qala Ashabu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba came before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna nuhibbu Rabbana hubban shadida. Ajib. They said, Ya Rasulullah, inna, verily, without a doubt, نُحِبُّ رَبَّنَا. We love our Rabb. We love Allah حُبًّا شَدِيدًا, excessively. But Sahaba understood that just this dawah, this claim, this is not sufficient. Like if you talk in legal terminology, they say when you have dawah, you need dalil. When you make a claim, there has to be a proof. It has to mean something. There has to be something to back it up. Otherwise, like we say in Urdu, Zubani Jama Kharsh. Empty words, no meaning behind it. Like they say, this one person went around telling everybody, ordinary simpleton, villager in one town, he told everybody, you know what, listen, I'm going to get married to the daughter of the queen, of the king. I'm going to get married to the princess. So they said, Pagal, the princess doesn't even know your name. What do you mean you're going to get married to her? He said, listen, in other words, dawa, claim, I'm going to get married to the princess. I'm going to enter the palace. They said, what proof you got? How do we know you're speaking the truth? He said, listen, guaranteed 50% from my side is done. I'm just waiting for her side. In other words, a pointless claim, an empty claim. Sahaba understood that verbal declaration of love and devotion to Allah and His Rasul ﷺ is not sufficient. إِنَّا نُحِبُّ رَبَّنَا حُبًّا شَدِيدًا Ya Rasulullah, we love Allah excessively. فَأَحَبَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ أَنْ يَجْعَلَنَا عَلَمًا لِمَحَبَّتِهِ يَجْعَلَنَا عَلَمًا لِمَحَبَّتِهِ Ya Rasulullah, we are begging you, ask our Allah to show us a sign. Show us a sign. What's the proof that our love is acceptable? Our love is true. Our love is sincere. And on that occasion, this verse of the Quran was revealed. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your companions are openly declaring they love Allah. Tell them, they want a sign, they want the proof, they want to know that this love is acceptable to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then tell them what is the sign and what is the proof. فَاتَّبِعُونِي فَاتَّبِعُونِي That from head to toe, they have to cloak and clothe and cover themselves in the robe, in the practical robe of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jahan se bhi nazar aa jaye, wherever you see them, wherever you come into contact with them, they don't have to speak, just looking at them, you know that this is Muhammadi. That this is Aashiq, a follower of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Practically, فَاتَّبِعُونِي This is the proof. In other words, the love has to translate itself into obedience. The love has to translate itself into ita'at. Imam Hassan Basri, rahimahullah, in the tafsir of this verse of the Quran, he says, اعلم أنك لن تحب الله حتى تحب طاعته That know and understand that you do not love Allah. لن تحب الله It is impossible that you truly love Allah. And His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unless you love obeying Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Yaqub rahimahullah used to say, كل من ادعى محبة الله عز وجل كل من ادعى محبة الله عز وجل ولم يوافق الله في أمره فدعواه باطلة Anyone who claims that he loves Allah and in extension his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but his life is not in conformance with Shariat. When the red robot of Allah's haram comes in front of him, when the stop sign comes in front of him, لم يوافق الله في أمره لم يحفظ حدوده يحيى بن معاذ رحمه الله says كل من ادعى محبة الله عز وجل ولم يحفظ حدوده when Allah's haram comes in front when the stop sign comes in front when the hold on sign comes in front he's not prepared to stop فدعواه باطلا then his claim that he loves Allah and his Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم that claim is a lie he is deceiving himself Love is what Sahaba understood to be love. Ishq, muhabbat, this is a cornerstone of Shariat. This is a cornerstone of Deen. This is the goal and objective of our life. Because if our love is sincere, if our love is true, if we come onto that love which is matloob and desired by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what will happen? How beautifully, in a few expressions in this verse, Allah Ta'ala tells us, يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ You will become the beloved of Allah. You will become the beloved of Allah. You will become sinless. Allah will forgive you. Allah is very forgiving. Allah is very merciful. Dunya will be yours. Qabr will be yours. Jannat will be yours. Akhirat will be yours. Allah will be yours. What is the condition? That this love must not just be a verbal declaration. It must translate itself into itaat and obedience. Ajeeb incident, very often I've mentioned it. Because like, we have to understand, my respected brothers, if we want to know what is ishq, if we want to know what is muhabbat, if we want to know what is fana fillah wa rasulihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it is impossible to understand this concept unless we turn the clock. Turn the clock back 14 centuries ago. أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اختارهم الله لصحبة نبيه. That jamaat and that group that was handpicked, selected, chosen by Allah to be in the companionship of Muhammad Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Our mother Aisha رضي الله عنها is the narrator. جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال والله يا رسول الله إنك لأحب إلي من نفسي وإنك لأحب إلي من مالي وإنك لأحب إلي من ولدي وإني لا أكون في البيت فأذكرك فما أصبر حتى آتيك فأنظر إليك. She says, a Sahabi comes to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. What is his purpose? What is his objective? To declare his love. Wallahi, by the qasam of Allah, O Nabi of Allah, you are more beloved to me than my children. You are more beloved to me than my wealth and my family. And Ya Rasulullah, you are more beloved to me than my own life. Wa inni la akunu fil bayt. Sometimes I'm sitting at home. Fa adhkuruka fa ma asbir hatta atika fa andura ilayk. Sometimes I'm sitting at home. The thought of you enters my heart. Ya Rasulullah, when that happens, I become restless. My sleep becomes haram. My food becomes haram. There is nothing that is pleasurable for me. I am restless. I am not at ease. Hatta atika fa andura ilayk. Until I do not come and cool my heart by looking at your noble countenance. Today, a troubling thought occurred to me. What thought? The reality of life. This is an ephemeral existence, temporary life. I'm going to die, Ya Rasulullah. You're also going to leave this dunya. Ya Rasulullah, you will get the highest echelons of Jannah and Paradise. Inni iz dakhaltul Jannah khashitu an la araq. The thought that worried me is that if I gain entry into Jannah, I can never reach your maqam and status. Ya Rasulullah, you will be right up. I will be right down in Jannah. I fear that in Jannah I will be deprived of your ma'iyat, of your companionship. I fear in Jannah I will not be able to cool my heart by looking at you. What is he saying? Translate this. Understand the veracity of what he is saying. He says, Ya Rasulullah, Jannah is not Jannah unless I can be with you. The hoors of Jannah, the ghilman of Jannah, the qusur of Jannah, the beautiful descriptions of Jannah are meaningless to me, Ya Rasulullah, if I am deprived of your sohbat and your companionship. We want to know what is love, this is love. We want to know what is ishq and muhabbat, this is ishq and muhabbat. Lam yuridin nabiyyu alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this. What was he trying to, what was the objective of this entire exercise? Ya Rasulullah, when I am at home and I think of you, all I have to do is leave my house and come and look at you. Ya Rasulullah, show me a nuskha, show me a prescription, that in Jannah also I will be with you. In Jannah also I'll be able to see you. In Jannah also I will have your companionship. What is the nuskha? What is the prescription? Lam yuridin nabiyyu alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not respond to this. This call reached Allah's arsh. This declaration of muhabbat and love was true, was sincere. The whole heaven started shaking, if you want to talk of it in abstract concept. Allah's arsh this reaches. Jibreel is dispatched. To understand the importance of that verse that was revealed and what its meaning is, go to another incident. Youngster. One is the youth of today. One is the youth of that time. One is the youth that today says, I love Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What is his alamat? MashaAllah, he's ready to march today. He's ready to chant slogans in the defense of Islam. He wears a t-shirt emblazoned on it. Recently there was one Islamic conference. Allah forgive us, this is not a fairy tale, this is haqiqat. There was an Islamic conference in a first world country, and there was a young teenage girl. She had a t-shirt on. On it was written, if you think that I am hot, then the fire of hell is hotter. A t-shirt on when nothing is left to the imagination. This has become our understanding of deen. This has become our understanding of declaration for love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where we are decrepit, morally bankrupt, zero from head to toe of sunnah. The youngster today has got his Ray-Bans on. The other day I gave a lift to one youngster. This is not a story. This is haqiqat. I gave a lift to one youngster. He's got Ray-Bans on. He's got jeans on. He's got a t-shirt on. From head to toe, it's shouting that in my life there is no sunnah. There is the way of the kuffar, of the Yahud, of the Nasara. And he says, Maulana, I got one question for you. I said, bhai, what is your question? He says that aren't we showing our support for the Jews if we buy Coca-Cola? I'm sitting on the minbar of the masjid. I'm not making this up. This is haqiqat. This is reality. This is what our understanding of deen has become. You got no problem with the t-shirt and the jeans and the Ray-Bans and head to toe no sunnah, but you want to know whether it is okay to buy Coke and drink Coke because you're showing support for the Jews in Palestine, in Israel, or you're not showing your solidarity for the Palestinian brothers. The youngster today wants to march. He's got the flag in his hand. I am the warrior of Islam. I've said this very often. By warrior of Islam, tomorrow morning at the time of Fajr, look at our masjid. Cry tears of blood. Cry tears of blood when you see the condition of the masjid. What, Fajr is too early? If that football match or that musical show or something we had interest in was going on at 1-2 in the morning, then it's easy to stay away. What warrior of Islam are you that you can hold the flag today shouting your solidarity for Islam, but you can't lift the 50-ounce blanket of your body and come for Fajr Salah to the masjid? Are you ashik of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? It's not our job to run anybody down, my respected brothers. But what have we understood muhabbat to be? What have we understood love to be? December is coming. This is the crunch test. This is the crunch test, because what happens under the banner of vacation, under the banner of holiday, under the banner of relaxation time? Allah forgive you, Allah forgive myself, Allah forgive us. Under that banner, we will destroy and emasculate the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Haya, shame, modesty becomes an unknown concept. Shariat and deen is trampled underneath the feet under this banner that now it's vacation time, it's December, it's free time, do whatever you want. Then where is the love? Has Malakul Maut, have we got some sort of a contract with him that, listen, during this period you're not going to visit? Have we got some sort of a contract, some sort of an agreement? Love has to try. I'lam annaka lan tuhibb Allah hatta tuhibb ta'atahu. These words of Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah are worth writing down in gold. He says it is impossible that you love Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam if you do not love their obedience. Your love is not true. It can never be true. Annaka lan tuhibb Allah. Da'wahu batila. They say, our Salaf Salihin, they say, da'wahu batila. This claim is batil, it's a lie. It can never be true. Talha bin Bara radiallahu ta'ala anhu presents himself before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi. Youngster, I said, one is our youth, one is the youth of that time. Such is his love, such is his emotion, he's not able to contain himself. He grabs the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, starts kissing Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam profusely, from head to toe. Comes in the riwayat, he kisses the Mubarak feet of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inni uhibbuk, inni uhibbuk, inni uhibbuk. Ya Rasulullah, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then? They understood this verbal declaration is not sufficient. That is why, what does this youngster do? Inni uhibbuk, I love you. Murni bima ahbab, fala a'silaka amra. Ya Rasulullah, command me with what is beloved to you. I love you, so command me with what is beloved to you, because my love for you, my devotion to you will never allow me to be disobedient to anything that you have commanded. This is love. Translates itself into obedience. Translates itself into sunnah. That miswak is not something to be ridiculed. The dressing of sunnah, the hair of sunnah, the appearance of sunnah, this has to become beloved. Practicing upon sunnah has to become beloved. That is true love. The same youngster, what is the samara? What is the return? What will Allah give you? In that verse of the Quran, Allah says, I will love you. Follow my Habib, I will love you. Follow my Habib, I will forgive you. Follow my Habib, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are a jannati. In this incident, this youngster becomes sick, terminally ill. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to visit him late one night. He is unconscious. The Habib of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to his family people, I fear he will not last the night. If he passes away, send for me, I will perform his janazah salah. Saying this, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes away. Understand, this is sahib wahi. Innaka wama yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha. This is sahib wahi. This is sahib wahi. Allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam. La inna la tadri mal kitab wala al iman walakin ja'alnahu nuran nahdi bihi man nasha'u min ibadina. This is Allahu Akbar, the beloved of Allah. When he says, I fear he will not last the night, is not going to be an empty statement. Talha passes away on the same night, but before he passes away, after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left, he regains consciousness. Such is the connection. Such is the connection between Habib and Mahbub. Call it a sixth sense. He says, I sense my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam was here. They said, yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to visit you. What did he say? Next question. What did he say? He said that if you pass away, you must send for him. He will perform your janazah. In that weak, pitiable condition, in the last throes of life, still the concern for Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, no, don't do that. Don't do that. There are enemies of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam living in this vicinity. I fear in the cloak of darkness they may harm him. If I pass away, bury me and inform him the next day. When Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears about the demise of Talha bin Bara, he rushes, sahaba say like the wind, rushes to the graveside of Talha bin Bara radiallahu ta'ala anhu, stands in front of the grave, and he raises his hand. He raises his hand standing at the grave of the sahabi. Thamara of muhabbat. Return of muhabbat. What will Allah give you when the love is sincere? What will Allah give you when the love is true? Allahumma ilqa Talha. Ilqa Talha. Tadhaku ilayka wa anta yadhaku ilayhi. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, I beg you, I entreat you, I supplicate before you that tomorrow, on the day of judgment, Ya Allah, when you meet this young sahabi of mine, let it be that you are smiling at him and he is smiling at you. Let it be that you are smiling at him and he is smiling. This is dua, but this is not just dua, this is prophecy. That my life and your life can be given on this absolute reality. That tomorrow when this sahabi meets Allah, he will be smiling at Allah and Allah will be smiling at him. Thamara of muhabbat. Thamara of muhabbat. Obviously when we talk of Allah smiling, ulama give interpretation of that. I'm not going to go into the details, so don't misunderstand. But nevertheless, coming back to this incident of the sahabi's declaration of love. Ya Rasulullah, I love you. I want to be with you. I want to be with you. Lam yurid alayhi nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Habib of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha says, didn't answer this. He was silent. Hatta nazala Jibreel bihadhi al-ayah. Until Jibreel comes down with this verse of the Quran. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. I love you, I want to be with you. What does Quran say? What does my Allah say? That can only happen. It can only happen if the muhabbat translates itself into itaat. If the love translates itself into obedience. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ The one who will obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah promises you, أُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ You will be with those whom you love. You will be with them. We will resurrect you with them. If your life is on sunnah, if your life is on itaat, if your life is on obedience, if this declaration of love, Allah forgive me for using the crude term, is not hypocritical. That the name is Ghulam Muhammad and the actions are the dushman of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The name is Ghulam Muhammad, but the weddings have no similarity. His business, no similarity. Dressing, no similarity. Condition of his home, no similarity. Values in his life, no similarity. Ambitions and goals, no similarity. With what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam won. Allah forgive me, Allah forgive you. If that is the case, then the love is not sincere. The love is not sincere. Understand, we are talking about love. For such a Habib, such a Nabi, such a personality who finished himself for us. Finished himself. More than your mother, more than your father. There is no mother and father that cried for their children as much as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried for you and I. There is no parents that sacrificed as much as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sacrificed for you and I. He will be restless. He will be restless. He will finish himself until the last ummati, the last ummati, even that person with an iota or a vestige of iman in his heart does not enter into Jannah. The Habib of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not be at ease. لَن تَرْضَى مُحَمَّدْ وَوَاحِدٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِهِ فِي النَّارِ Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu declares this, my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never be satisfied, he will never be happy, he will never be at ease as long as one ummati is in Jahannam. This kind of ish, this kind of love, this kind of devotion he had for you and I. Authorities of sunnah, authorities of ahadith, of the maqam, of the status, of the caliber of Allama Nawawi rahimahullah, Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, they narrate this incident that once a Bedouin comes in front of the graveside, Rawdah Mubarak of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, presents himself, he makes haziri in front of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stands in front of the grave, and then he says, recites this verse of the Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا Allah Akbar, what does Allah say? إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ What does this mean? It means that there wasn't a moment of obedience. Sharabi, kababi, put whatever label. This man blackened his existence. Ya Allah says, if they blackened their existence, their life was a life of total, complete disobedience. Ja'uk, then they come to you, my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fastaghfarullah. They ask Allah to forgive them. You, my Habib, seek forgiveness on their behalf. Lawajadullaha tawwabar rahima. They will find Allah very forgiving, very merciful. Ji'tuka muqirran bidhunubi, mustaghfiran ila rabbi, mustashfi'an bika ila rabbi. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I've come to you with a dastan and a legacy of Allah's disobedience. A soul that is drowning in sin, that has been blackened with Allah's disobedience. Ya Rasulullah, I muqirram bi dhunubi. I declare, I openly admit my weakness, my wrongs. I openly admit that I am full of sins. Ya Rasulullah, I am asking Allah to forgive me. And I am begging you to intercede on my behalf. And you also ask my Allah to forgive me. And then he recites a few couplets. Up till today, we find that of the four couplets that he recites, the first two are written on either side of the rodha, on either side of the pillars, in front of the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The last two are not there. But it is there in the riwayat of Allama ibn Kathir and Allama Nawawi rahimahullah. Ya khayra man dufinat fil qa'i a'zamuhu. Fataba min tibihin al qa'u wal akamu. Nafsil fida li qabrin anta sakinuhu. Fihi al afaf wa fihi al judu wal karamu. These two are there. Then the next two that are not there. Anta al shafi'u alladhi. ترجى شفاعته على الصراط إذا ما زلت القدم وصاحباك لا أنساهما أبدا مني السلام عليكم ما جرى القلم يا خير من دفنت في القاع عظمه. Oh, that personality who when he walked above the ground, there was no one better than him. He beautified and fragranced the entire universe. Now that he has gone beneath the ground, underneath the ground has become beautiful. It has become fragranced. يا خير من دفنت في القاع عظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم نفس الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه. May my life be sacrificed. May my life be sacrificed upon that grave in which you are residing. For with you is your generosity and with you is your kindness. أنت الشفيع الذي أنت الشفيع الذي ترجى شفاعته على الصراط إذا ما زلت القدم. Referring to that day, that moment that is going to come. وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. Abdullah bin Mubarak, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is lying with his head in the lap of his wife. He starts crying. She looks at him crying. She also cries. He addresses her, "Ma yubkik, why are you crying?" She says, "I saw you crying. I started crying also." He said, "Dhakartu qawla Allahi azza wa jal." I remembered this verse of the Quran, where Allah says, "Hatman maqdiya." This is going to happen. It is decreed by your Allah. The heavens and earth can come to an end, but this is going to happen. إِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Every one of you will have to cross the bridge over Jahannam. Sirat is there over Jahannam. Every one of you, without exception, will have to cross that bridge. Every person of Iman will have to cross that bridge. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be standing on the side. Ya Rabbi Sallim Sallim. Ya Rabbi Sallim Sallim. Oh may Allah be merciful upon them. Oh may Allah be merciful upon them. He will be begging Allah. His hands will be raised. And one will have to go. Khatman maqdiya. This Allah has decreed. You will have to cross it. There is no getting away. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِي هَاجِثِ. Only those of taqwa will cross. They will get najat. And the zalimeen will fall headlong into Jahannam. Abdullah bin Rawaha, Sahabi Rasul, is crying. His wife starts sobbing. Aur hum samajhte hai ki main hum kahenge main to aashiq e rasool to hum jannat ka thekedar ban gaye. We feel we're just going to say, "I love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam," and Jannat is guaranteed. The love has to translate itself into obedience. Coming back to this, أنت الشفيع الذي ترجى شفاعته على الصراط إذا ما زلت القدم. آپ ہے وہ ذات جس کے سفارش کے بغیر میں کبھی نہیں گزار سکتا ہوں. You are that being without whose intercession I will never be able to cross the sirat. وَصَاحِبَاكَ And let لَا أَنْسَاهُمَا أَبَدًا Let me not forget the two companions that are resting next to you, Ya Rasulullah. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam enters the masjid. Right hand side Abu Bakr, left hand side Umar radiallahu anhuma. Allah's Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam holds the hands of both of them, raises it up like this and says, هَاكَذَا نُحْشَرُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Exactly like this, Allah is going to raise us on the Day of Judgment. So he says, let me not forget your two companions. وَصَاحِبَاكَ لَا أَنْسَاهُمَا أَبَدًا What a beautiful analogy. مِنِّي السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمُ مَا جَرَ الْقَلَمُ As long as the pens will write, in other words, for eternity, may my salams descend upon you and Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Saying this, he goes away. Atabi rahimahullah is sitting nearby. He dozes off. مَنْ رَآنِي فِي الْمَنَامِ فَقَدْ رَآنِي فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَا يَتَمَثَّلُ فِي سُورَتِي Rasulullah s.a.w. says, the one who sees me in a dream has definitely seen me because shaitan cannot take my form. Atabi sees Rasulullah s.a.w. He makes ziyarat of Nabi Pak s.a.w. in his dream. Nabi s.a.w. says to him, Ya Atabi, Atabi, Adrikil Arab, go and find that Bedouin and tell him that Allah has made his maghfirat. Such a Nabi, such ish, such muhabbat, such devotion, my respected brothers, let us at least reciprocate that. Reciprocate that devotion, that ish, that muhabbat, at least on this level, many, many times before I've said this, at least on this level, at least this much, at least this much. Two things. If we take nothing else away, take two things away. From the heart. Third wave, fourth wave, fifth wave, sixth wave, whatever it is, Allah knows best. From the heart. Each one make this intention, we are not going to abandon the masjid. 5 times a day with salah in the masjid, that is the starting point of love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On this, Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have promised Jannah. And the second thing let us take away, my respected brothers, is like I've given this analogy many times, a policeman, a person in uniform, whatever he belongs to, he doesn't have to introduce himself. You look at him and automatically you know who he is identifying himself with. At least this much love. Even if it is not sincere, let the outside, even if it is outside, never mind what people say, never mind, even if it is for show, at least come onto this much level, this much preference, this much tabedari, this much wafadari, that wherever we go, we don't have to introduce ourselves. Person just looks at him, looks at us, and knows this is Ghulam-e Muhammad. This is a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq wa khidmah.